Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Abide with us, O Lord. Alleluia.
For it is toward evening. Alleluia.
Thank you.
All of us who were baptized into Christ, alleluia. Let us pray. O God, you have united diverse peoples in the confession of your name. Grant that all who have been born again in the font of baptism may also be united in faith and love through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who for our redemption gave your only begotten Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection delivered us from the power of our enemy, grant us so to die daily to sin, that we may evermore live with him in the joy of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, the righteous Savior. Amen.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is very late. Send them away, so that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy something for themselves to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "Are we to go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." When they had found out, they said, "Five and two fish." Then he ordered them to get all the people to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and of fifties. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And he divided the two fish among them all. And all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. Those who had eaten the loaves numbered 5,000 men. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Hear our prayers, O Christ, our God.
Hear us, O Christ.
Govern and direct your holy church, fill it with love and truth, and grant it that unity which is your will.
Hear us, O Christ.
Give us boldness to preach the gospel in all the world, and to make disciples of all the nations.
Hear us, O Christ.
Enlighten your bishops, priests, and deacons, especially Michael, Wayne, Catherine, and Frank, with knowledge and understanding, that by their teaching and their lives they may proclaim your word.
Hear us, O Christ.
Give your people grace to witness to your word and bring forth the fruit of your Spirit.
Hear us, O Christ.
Bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived.
Hear us, O Christ.
Strengthen those who stand, comfort and help the faint-hearted, raise up the fallen, and fightingly Beat down Satan under our feet.
Hear us, O Christ.
Guide the leaders of the nations into the ways of peace and justice.
Hear us, O Christ.
Hear us as we remember those who have died, especially Dan, Neil, Nick, Anna, Jamal, and grant us with them a share in your eternal glory.
Hear us, O Christ.
As our Savior Christ has taught us, we now pray.
O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love toward you, that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted. Shield the joyous, and all for your love's sake.
Amen.
Eternal God, you have promised your salvation to all peoples, and have given us a vision of a great multitude around your throne from all nations and tribes and languages. Help us bring this vision into our time and place. Banish from us all prejudices and false presumptions, and enable us to hear and speak new words of hope and praise to those who seek them. Through Jesus Christ, the living Word.
Amen.
The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great Shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work according to his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia.